Okay, good morning, everyone. We are back learning Pinkus' Shaar Metfilah. We're in the chapter of Pegiah. Oh, good morning, Baruch Haba. The chapter of Pegiah. We'll finish the chapter on Friday. Be'ezras Hashem. Yesterday, if you remember, Pinkus said two points in terms of Pegiah and davening and davening and davening and asking again. Number one is that we don't really know what's best for us. So we have to be careful when we're davening for a specific thing. That thing that we want might not be in our best interest, so we have to daven and ask for basically it to be best for us. That was point number one. And point number two, which we'll continue today, is how we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in the bottom paragraph on page Ayin Beis, and this is a struggle, finding the right balance. He says, V'chein, the bottom paragraph on page Ayin Beis, V'chein, kasher mispalim umahalim umishabchim umedabrim ito yisbarach b'tfila b'lashono shonochach v'chiba. When we daven and praise and speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in davening, and we use languages of chiba, of affection, to go on avinu, malkeinu, avinu, we're basically saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our tati, our father, Abba. Mama otzrichim lizayar, lizchor tamid de kutshabrichu eno chaver shalanu. As close as we can be with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should. I mean, we refer HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our friend as well. But at the end of the day, he's not our friend. Ki gavu shemayim me'aretz kein gavu darchei midarcheichem machshuvosai machshuvosichem. That's the Torah on Atinus. The ways of Hashem are well beyond us. We can't begin to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ilmalei anvasanuso yisbarach. Uritzono habilti baltachlis lehetiv imanu. If not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anivus, if you can even say such a thing, and his endless desire to do good for us, lo hayinu yichon lahasik shum kesher. Va'ofen shel dibur ito yisbarach klal v'klal. We couldn't even talk to him if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me mitiv. He's a borei olam. Who am I? What am I? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me mitiv, so he set it up that we could have a relationship with him. V'kol shekein otem yichudo velakuso she'enem musagim klal lo b'shem v'lo b'kinu. We can't grasp the awesomeness of Yichud Hashem. V'lachein yachad im akirva hatsuma. We have to have a kirva. We've been talking about this for the last 6 months. The kirva selokim, and tefillah creates a kirva selokim, and feeling and recognizing that we're talking to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has to be coupled with asur lahasik lahasiyah hadas l'raga. That has to be coupled with this unbelievable awe and reverence. A person's more relaxed when they're with a friend. When a person is with someone or something that's so distant, they feel like they can't even approach. So we have to have both, which is challenging. That the igami matzanu tzadikim gedolim afilu b'doros achronim. You might have heard stories, even recent contemporary Rabbanim, who had ways that they were Osek in Tefillah that seemed like they were pals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They tapped into aspects of Tefillah that seemed interesting. We can't derive from them what we should do. Shehem ayu bali ruach HaKodesh. V'yadu b'behiru shikhlam shikod evreim rutsuyim v'ahu v'metzla yisbarach. They knew that their words were, they had, I don't know if it means real Ruach HaKodesh, but they knew that their ways, their methods were beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo lanu katnei haktanim melei chet v'avon laharbos b'ofen zu shel tefillah. V'akagon do amr shomu ha-melech ki alokim ha-shemayim v'ata al aretz al kein yudarecha matim. We have to be careful, and this is a challenge, because we spoke about, early on, about talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever we are. Right, if you remember the Ramban, who says that be'es tzar there's a tefillah d'oraisa, and therefore the Ramban, or Pinkus says that if you have a need, don't wait till mincha, because mitzvah bal yadcha tach mitzenda. It's a bitul aseh l'fi the Ramban. But so we have to get in the habit of, you're walking in the street, you're talking to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not to let that detract from the awe, the reverence, the ema upachet. So what do you do practically when you have the need? So he writes, amnam kasher yeso adam tzara. When a person has a tzara, o inyan nachutz, or something urgent, The road said litpos derech zushel tefila, and he wants to tap into. He learned his sefer. He learned pegia. He wants to tap into that. So what should he do? To talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu like he's his buddy? That's not appropriate. But at the same time, we've been speaking about davening, and davening pegia is in quantity and how we talk. The akshanus, the stubbornness, to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was toe faced but big though kivyachol. So what do you do? So he says yar b'mo'od b'amiras tehillim. O benuschei tefila sheniskenu alidei chazal kedoshim, and that's the etza, is that we're going to do pegia and daven and daven and daven, but there is a prescription. Don't go off and there are times where we can use our own words, but we want to keep on going at it. We have a prescription, which is tefila or the tehillim, sorry, or the tefila chazal or mesakin sheribui tehillim hu kula l'tova. There's no issue with, you don't run into problems by being marbib to Hillam. V'chein yispalo b'ofen zeh litzok me'omek ha'lev v'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'bakasha atzuma u'b'mafgia od v'od sh'rutzono yisbarach yiskayim bo. So, or to keep on davening, but not to be focused on what we want, this shidduch or this job or this parnasa, but it's that the ratzon Hashem should be mukuyam in me. And if we tap into either the Tehillim or that, then we're not being mezalzel in kvod kono, because Tehillim is Tehillim, or we're davening that the kavod Hashem should be mekuyam in me, so then to do pigia, to daven and daven and daven again, we're not going to run in, cross the line to a lack of kvod kono. He's going to go on to say, and we'll finish up the chapter on Friday, Be'ezrat Hashem, we have to be careful, because sometimes when I'm sure Rabbi Zinkin welcome has had Talmidim who have expressed this, I certainly have, when people daven and daven and daven and daven for the same thing, and then if Chas Hashem, the tefillah is not answered, so that can really shake their emunah and tefillah and their relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's also important when we daven, not to daven for the specific thing, is that the right word? Not to daven for this job, or this shidduch, or this exact, whatever it is we're davening for, it's that the kvod yisbarach, Hashem's rasson, should be with me, and I should see that rasson, so we don't run into a problem of having our emunah shaken, if that tefillah is chas v'shalom, not answered. Okay, we'll pick up Friday, Be'ez Hashem, and finish up this chapter. Have a wonderful day.